we'll just start off with when you film a documentary, you have to have a compelling story, a story that you feel connects to the masses. How confident were you that this was a story that was going to connect to the masses?
I was extremely confident. You know, we've known Matt was a living legend for, just since the day I met him in 87. So I just knew that, Matt's story appeals to everyone who's...
Okay, yeah. This is kind of like a departure from what you guys have done otherwise in your careers. How arduous of a task was this for you guys to like just jump into a documentary?
We've made a few documentaries now. It's easier than filming a Jackass film, I'll tell you that much. But this was like a labor of love for everybody involved. Like. Mm-hmm. Matt's spirit just kind of took over the whole production and the crew, and it was just, we all felt like we were working on something really special because we were. Matt's,
yeah. I think awesome. Everybody's like just really in their own way connected to the whole theme of this, just going for it and just living for your passion and just living life uniquely or whatever, So I think I feel like it's almost a common story with everybody that produced it. I think that's why it was created to where, at first we were like, what story are we going to tell? And then we just started telling the story, and the story came out because it was the people's, it was all about like our, it's, we all connect the same, what the story is.
This could have been a mini series and just as compelling because we had to leave out so much great stuff. Matt's life, he's lived such a life, and it's like, what you tell this story, you tell that story. We can't tell the whole thing because that would take forever. And but yeah, we said
they still they still able, because this crew is such great storytellers. They were able to take all those implement. All of those stories, all that the spirit and all of those things into one story. So it was kind of it's pretty cool. So we were like, man, we're not gonna be able to say that. But then it was like, well, we said it all. We just said it all in this mm-hmm. this like subject matter of it. So it was really good.
How long did it take to edit this?
A long time. We started editing in. September, I want to say, and we went all the way to January, so that was a pretty long time.
Okay. How did you feel, Matt, the first time you saw it completed?
Yeah, I just saw, Seth, he edited this, and he was just kind of, it was like his little baby, and he mm-hmm. At first, he just really, he loved the story, and I think that made a big difference and kind of really helped get, from the very beginning, I thought the very first cut was amazing, and they just kept getting better. So I just had no expectations. I just knew it was going to surpass everything I could imagine.
Seth and I had a lot of fights.
Yeah, it was cool.
You always do.
But Seth, the editor, Seth Kasra, was so passionate. Like he told, he laid out all the stories we had, mm-hmm. And it was really the biggest difficulty in making was kicking out some of these major stories to make it a little more focused.
You and Seth get in some good ones. Seth, can we take that out and then watch the next cut? Seth leaves it in. Seth, I asked you to take it out.
Then we have arm wrestling matches to see which cuts get in.
Was there one scene or one story in particular that you guys were like, oh, wish we could have gotten that in?
Jesus Christ! There's so many, like the knee surgery one. No, the knee when you got the experimental surgery in Canada. That was a good idea.
With no anesthesia.
I know.
Yeah,
I was talking about that like the whole last time. I was like, are they gonna bring up my balls again?
Well, that's a whole other story. An experimental surgery on your right knee in Canada. And what was it, your ACL or your...
Yeah, it was my ACL. I had torn my ACL. Well, originally I tore my ACL PCL out, and so I had to get cadaver ligaments put in. And after 9 months, I started writing again, so I take a lot of time off, and it's really hard to get my groove back, and I had all this stuff I wanted to do, and I just kind of got to trying it too early, and I blew them both out again, and so I was like, man, my career is over. I can't, like, have another 9 months. So I just started researching and found a doctor that had, like, disposable body parts in Dijon, France, called Lars Ligaments.
And so just started, like, Todd stuff, right?
Lars Ligaments and taxidermy.
Yeah. So, like, it was like a synthetic ligament, but the FDA didn't sanction it, so I had to go up to Canada and have it done.
Wow.
And had to, yeah, so, but it put me back together, and I was riding in 2 weeks, and that's what I've been kind of using for, I've gone through like 4 of them now, so they're temporary, they don't last forever, but I don't have to take 9 months to heal, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he gets the surgery without the anesthesia, it's the first time they ever done it, right? Mm-hmm. And you're the guinea pig.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they're like, well, you get it without anesthesia. He's like, sure.
He had to hold the drill while they drilled all the way through his knee.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He said they're holding it with no anesthesia, just drilling.
I wouldn't do it again, but it was a hell of an experience.
But the gnarliest part, I think of that, is what you had to keep your heartbeat under how many beats a minute?
Yeah, 86, so it was like...
Yeah.
It would spike up a little bit when they go right into the bone, like the very top of your bone is real sensitive, and then once after like a eighth of an inch, it kind of gets more
how do you keep yourself
like
that
a
calm?
Deeper pain that's easy to.
He's mentally tougher than anybody you will ever meet. He's physically tough. Hell yeah! But the reason he's the greatest BMX rider that ever lived. One of the gnarliest humans that ever lived is he's mentally tougher than anybody you'll ever meet.
Another tough story was not telling, while we were making this movie, it happened 3 years ago. Matt was actually run over by a truck while driving. He got T-boned by a truck, and it almost severed his arm and his
knee.
So the whole time we're making this movie, you're making it as if Matt's never going to ride again, because that's what it seemed like to all of us. And actually, Matt is going to ride tonight.
Okay, first time I ride. My ride.
He can't even shake your hand, yet he's going to ride his bike.
I think that's how powerful this movie is to me. I wouldn't if it wasn't, if I didn't have such, this has given me so much power, and just like, that's the only way I know how to, you know, express or give back. You know, it's like, I don't have a choice. I have to ride, kind of, you know, and it's like, I wouldn't. This is a big day on so many different levels for me.
You talk a lot during the film about your internal motivation and how, like, sometimes when the cameras are there, it feels different. You want to just describe that force inside of you that makes you want to do these things?
It's just, I don't really, I mean, it's good, it's like, sometimes from the experiences I get to have, it can be my best friend, or, like, the injuries and the pain I've had to endure because of it can be my worst enemy. I'd stop trying to understand it. I just try to let it be and subconsciously and just hopefully hold on and try it. But I'm trying to be a little bit safer, I hope.
Okay. Johnny, there's a line that Matt has during the movie. He says, that if he looks back at the end of his life and he sees that he has this, like, perfect body, then he knows that he's wasted his life. Coming from a guy that, you know, does some of these crazy things too, what do you think of that?
The things I do aren't, like, Matt's on a whole other level, you know.
Yeah.
He's Evel Knievel, I'm Mickey Mouse. But I do, like, yeah, you kind of get the face and body you deserve. In whatever life you've lived.
I'd like to add a quote.
Yeah.
If Knoxville, at the end of his life, has not been ruined his body, then I feel like I haven't done my job.
Very true.
Jeff, you know my body is ruined.
I feel...
You've done a wonderful job. Thanks, bro.
You talked during the film about all the people that you've inspired, you know, and there's some quotes from Bob Harrow in the beginning, but who was that real big inspiration for you to kind of get you into this?
I think, we, you know, it's just my family, and it's just the way we live. We live in Oklahoma, and we didn't really... We never were told what the limits were. We just had to figure it out. And so I think just, my life was kind of freestyle from the beginning. So I think that was really what inspired what I, you know, wanted to do with it, or, you know, but I just had so many people, like everybody in this film has inspired me in some way or another, you know. And of course Evel Knievel, just because, you know, he was the first to throw down the effort flag and just go for it, that I could recognize.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, yeah.
Did that come from your mom or dad, the no limits and...
I think it came from my dad, but I think if I didn't have the yin from my mom, I wouldn't be sitting here right now talking.
the effort flag comes from his dad.
Yeah, it seemed that way from the way he was talking.
He needed me one of those for my when I was born. He needed an effort flag.
He has some great stories about dad. That's weird stories. He's named them.
Yeah.
He's a wild one.
Okay, so last question for me. Just through the course of the documentary, you get quotes from all these amazing people that just so happen to be in your circle, yet you guys are all out there. You guys are, like, no limits, pushing the plate as far as you can. What does that say about your group and as a whole? I mean, Spike Jonze was taking pictures of you, and now he's this big producer, and you have all these great people that are involved with you guys.
Yeah.
So how does that feel, that you guys all, like, kind of rose through the ranks together in a way?
Misfits attract each other. But yeah, no, it's like I that's what's really, I mean, these, everybody that's here and kind of gathering to celebrate just that community, I feel, you know.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, that is here, but it is all the greatest people that I know are going to be here today. And that's what I just, you know, it blows me away. Yeah.